If you have something positive and happy to share with the world, I believe you have an obligation to do so. And this is it. Your company anniversary deserves to be recognized. You are an inspiration to other people. Don't keep that to yourself.
Welcome to the Credible Brand Podcast, where we sit down with successful small business owners who are celebrating a major milestone anniversary. Join your host, Lindsay Wigfield, as we explore the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, share stories of overcoming challenges, and uncover valuable insights on building a credible brand that stands the test of time.
Hi, and thanks for joining me on the Credible Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Wigfield. In this episode, we typically interview other business owners who are celebrating a major milestone anniversary, and we learn a lot from their stories and their insights from the differences the day that they launched their business until their 1-year anniversary, their 5-year anniversary, their 10-year, and so forth. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the reasons you should create a company anniversary campaign. And the reason why I feel this is an important topic to discuss is simple. I don't think that we take enough time to acknowledge our accomplishments and celebrate how far we've come. And by interviewing the business owners that have a unique story to tell, we're able to see that the success is not one big decision or one move, but it's a bunch of small decisions in the right direction. And we can understand through these interviews that most business owners had a plan, and then they had to change the plan because the market was asking for different things or different, or technology evolved, something like that. It might feel awkward or self-centered to draw attention to your accomplishment, meaning the company anniversary, but try to step out of your business and look at it from the eyes of your customers and potential customers. Would you mind seeing a few posts from your favorite business celebrating a milestone anniversary? Wouldn't it be nice to get to know the person who is behind the scenes, the founder of the company, learn about why they started the business, and maybe even get some insight to what the future holds for your favorite business? Some folks feel like it doesn't need to be recognized, and perhaps they're right. It isn't a need. You could just keep posting your usual posts, let this opportunity pass you by, or you could take advantage of it and add a little spice to your social media accounts. A lot of business owners want to celebrate their anniversary, but they don't know how. And that's why I created the Campaign in a Box. It's a celebration box full of props and a social media ideas guide that's meant for business owners or their social media managers who want to receive something in the mail, get excited about seeing their logo on things, excited about having some surprises and some different products, but also, it provides value in the sense that, I mean, it's a guide from a marketing expert that tells you different ideas to try on social media. It includes the visual guidance for what photos or videos to take. It includes caption prompts and additional notes for things to try in your Instagram stories or hashtag strategy, that sort of thing. So it's really a valuable guide that helps you post more engaging content, leveraging this point in your business that deserves to be recognized. You can find the box on my website, wigfieldco.com, under shop, or you can click on the link in the show notes. And without further delay, here are a few reasons why you want to create a company anniversary campaign. Number one, it's a celebration that deserves to be recognized. As I mentioned, it's a lot of work to start a business. It takes a lot of guts. And looking back and realizing that 1 year ago, how you felt, what was going on in that moment before you opened your doors or as you opened your doors versus 1 year from now or 5 years from now, being able to have that insight for how far you have come is important for your step for the next 5 years as well, for looking ahead. This also gives you an opportunity to thank the people that have helped you over the years and recognize employees that have gone above and beyond, or maybe they started with you and they're still with you, but it lets you mention them by name. It shows that you're gracious, and it's important to recognize the other people that have played a role in the business's success. Reason number two, it's a marketing opportunity. I'm a marketing gal. It's a marketing opportunity, and it's a really, really good one. It's very positive for local news. So if you have a local paper, local magazines, they would love to recognize you, whether that is just organic content, meaning you don't have to pay for it, and they're willing to give you some article space or have someone write a feature on your business, or maybe they're going to suggest some sort of ad space promotion for you. But it's very positive local news. You can also create special offers for the campaign. So you might have a particular product, or maybe it's a limited time offer, and it's something that you can call that's related to your milestone anniversary. It's a unique sort of thing that you can do. It's particularly important to do this if you have, for lack of a better word, an unsexy business. So maybe you're in business to business, B2B, or business to government. Or even if you're B2C, but it's something that people aren't looking for, but they need, it's a good opportunity to highlight your anniversary and get some of those people that are behind the scenes out in front of the camera, have some personality behind your business. Reason number three, it is a differentiator. So there are two ways to look at this. One is if you are celebrating your 5-year and beyond, then you could phrase it in a positive way with why this is a competitive advantage. So it allows you to say, this is how much experience I have or our company has. We are celebrating our 25-year anniversary. And since we've been around for 25 years, you know we'll be around for 25 more because of X, Y, and Z. And it gets others thinking, oh, if I stick with the new guy or if I go with a new person, I don't know if they're necessarily going to be around for 25 more years. And this is particularly important if you are in the home services business and you are, let's say, a roofing company and you offer a warranty with your service, then being able to pull through on that warranty, I mean, the warranty means nothing if the business goes under or the business isn't there anymore. But if you're already established, it means a lot to be able to say, yes, we have a 30-year warranty and we've already been around for 30 years or something like that. On the flip side, if you're a newbie and you're celebrating your 1-year anniversary, you can phrase it as a reason why you would want to go with the newbie. Perhaps since you're new, you have adapted to newer technology. Maybe you have started the business the right way, whereas other people are not licensed and insured. Let's say, let's stick with the home services industry. Maybe other technicians or experts in your industry are not licensed and insured, but you are. And that's a thing that you can, you know, you're still, while you're only celebrating 1 year in business, you're still ahead of those who haven't created or establish their business in a professional manner. And it gives you the opportunity to explain why that's a benefit for you and why people should go with you. Reason number four, it's a relationship builder. So working with your vendors, suppliers, partners, employees, and customers to do something that celebrates this milestone is a good way to strengthen the relationship with all of these people. And it gives you the opportunity to speak out to them. If you haven't talked to one of them in a while, you can reach out to them. You could send a small gift. You can invite them to an event if you're having some sort of celebratory event the day of your anniversary or the weekend of your anniversary. But it's a good way to strengthen the relationship with all these people. And maybe then you can also ask for a discount from them. Say, so ask them for your vendors for a special discount since you're celebrating your 5 years. Reason number five. So this is how we create authentic, original, engaging content for your business. So the Webster Dictionary word for 2023 is authentic. And this is content that doesn't feel like it's staged or fake. And your celebration of your company anniversary is, well, some of it might be staged, but the photos might be staged, but it's authentic. It's real. And it grabs attention, and it also sells. And we want to capture a larger audience to get on more people's radar. So we need our social media content to get in front of the right people. And how we do that is by posting content about ourselves and about these events like a company anniversary. This type of content shows your personality and it will generate sales, particularly if someone already knows about you. Now they're checking out your social media, trying to get an idea of your personality, and they see these types of posts. They feel like they can connect with you, like they already know you. The sixth reason and final reason that I have is that we only have one life to live, and there are a lot of challenges, a lot of losses, a lot of heartbreaking times, and surely you've experienced those within the course of your business, the ups and the downs, and this is an up time. This is good news, and good news deserves to be celebrated. If you have something positive and happy to share with the world, I believe you have an obligation to do so. And this is it. Your company anniversary deserves to be recognized. You are an inspiration to other people. Don't keep that to yourself. I'm going to close with my short strategy for creating a company anniversary campaign. I am going to get into more details about a company anniversary campaign in an upcoming episode, so I'm going to keep this brief. A company anniversary campaign has a start date and an end date. So that's what a campaign means. Otherwise, it would just be part of your marketing strategy, part of your messaging. So this is a specified amount of time that you are promoting or running certain messaging. In this case, it's messaging that has to do with your company anniversary, of course. And there are many ways to write a campaign plan. I do offer a package where I can help you with that if you're interested. Just send me a message on Instagram. But the acronym that I like to use for my strategy is BAM. So that's B-A-M. B is big event, A is amplification, and M is metrics. The big event is the main thing that you're going to promote during this time, whether it's a celebration event, some other type of promotion or offer, sales discount, maybe it's a new product launch, something else. The A, amplification, is where you write down all the channels that you have available to you. And then you also start crafting content for those channels or the plan for those channels. M is metrics, and that's where you are looking at the results and seeing if you've accomplished your goal. Most of the time, the goal is going to be brand awareness. So you're going to be looking for reach, impressions, how many people saw your posts, your articles on your website, whatever it may be. And again, I'll be explaining this in greater detail in an upcoming episode. In the meantime, I hope these tips were helpful and that you understand now the importance of celebrating your company anniversary on all your channels. Just create a marketing campaign out of it. And in addition to just social media, think about your website. Think about how you can get people in person. Think about connecting with your employees and boosting morale that way. Building relationships with your vendors, your partners, all of those people that are connected to your business, and showing appreciation to them for getting you to where you are today. Send me a message on Instagram at LWigfieldCo if you have any questions. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for joining us on the Credible Brand Podcast. Please visit WigfieldCo.com. That's WIGFIELDCO.com. From there, get links and show notes pertaining to this episode. Send us an email at info@WigfieldCo.com if you'd like to be a guest on a future show.